Joseph Mallard William Turner. Joseph Mallard William Turner was a child prodigy who had no idea he would develop into one of the premier romantic landscape painters of his time. At age 14, he was accepted to the Royal Academy by Sir Joshua Reynolds, and by age 16 or 17, he was creating watercolor pieces like the one above. By the age of 21, he was exhibiting oil paintings, starting with Fisherman at Sea with the Academy. Turner was financially independent, although not due to family money, as he was born into a staunchly lower middle class family. And as an established artist, he traveled extensively every year. Basically, he was the opposite of Constable, who was 1 year his junior. He was also very popular with the Academy because of his technical abilities and his ability to innovate. As with most who rise to fame based on innovation, his good name in the mainstream art world did not last forever. Starting out as a highly talented artist meant that he also became a bit of an egotist and pushed his artistic innovations further than made his fellow Academy members and the critics comfortable. However, during his earlier years, he found a name for himself as a painter of seascapes. He also found good fortune in painting real-world events, contemporary history paintings of the sea. Ambiguity was on Turner's mind when he began work on his painting, whose full title is The Fighting Temeraire Tugged to Her Last Berth to be Broken Up, 1838. He was familiar with the namesake ship, HMS Temeraire, as were all Britons of the day. Temeraire was the hero of the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805, where Napoleon's forces were defeated, and which secured British naval dominance for the next century. By the late 1830s, however, Temeraire was no longer relevant. After retiring from service in 1812, she was converted into a hulk, a ship that can float but can't sail. She spent time as a prison ship, a housing ship, and a storage depot before she was finally decommissioned in 1838 and sent up the river to shipyard in London to be broken into scrap material. That trip was witnessed by Turner, who used it as inspiration for his famous painting. For many Britons, Temeraire was a powerful reminder of their nation's long history of military success and a living connection to the heroes of the Napoleonic Wars. Its disassembly signaled the end of a historical era. Turner celebrates Temeraire's heroic past, and he also depicts a technological change which had already begun to affect modern-day life in a more profound way than any battle. Rather than placing Temeraire in the middle of his canvas, Turner paints the warship near the left edge of the canvas. He uses shades of white, gray, and brown for the boat, making it look almost like a ghost ship. The mighty warship is being pulled along by a tiny black tugboat, whose steam engine is more than strong enough to control its larger counterpart. Turner transforms the scene into an allegory about how the new steam power of the Industrial Revolution quickly replaced history and tradition. Believe it or not, tugboats were so new that there wasn't even a word for that little ship and what it was doing to the Temeraire. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, Turner's title for his painting is the first ever recorded use of the word tugged to describe a steamship pulling another boat. In addition to the inventive title, Turner included in the exhibition catalog the following lines of text, which he modified from a poem by Thomas Campbell's Ye Mariners of England. The flag which braved the battle and the breeze no longer owns her. This was literally true. Temeraire flies a white flag instead of the British flag, indicating it has been sold by the military to private company. Furthermore, the poem acknowledges that the ship now has a different function. The Temeraire used to be a warship, but no more. In 1838, Temeraire was towed approximately 55 miles from its coastal dock to a London shipyard, and untold numbers of Britons would have witnessed the ship's final journey. However, the Temeraire they saw only lightly resembles the mighty warship depicted by Turner. In reality, her masts had already been removed, as had all other ornamentation and everything else of value on the ship's exterior and interior. Only her barren shell was tugged to London. Turner's painting doesn't show the reality of the event. He instead chose to depict Temeraire as she would have looked in the prime of her service, with all of its masts and rigging. This creates a dramatic juxtaposition between the warship and the tiny black tugboat which controls its movements. In fact, there would have been two steamships moving Temeraire, but Turner exercised his artistic creativity to capture the emotional impact of the sight. Contemporary viewers recognize that the Fighting Temeraire depicts the ideal image of a ship, rather than the reality. Strong contrast is also visible in the way Turner applied paint to the various portions of his canvas. Temeraire is highly detailed. If you were to stand inches away from the painting, you could clearly see minuscule things like individual windows, hanging ropes, and decorative designs on the exterior of the ship. However, if you look over to the sun and clouds, you can see a heavy accumulation of paint clumped on the canvas, giving it a sense of chaos and spontaneity.